And so in January of this year, this church contributed thousands and thousands of dollars to bring in a guest speaker in August to talk about the fact that God has been removed from our society. We believe God ought to be a part of our society, and the whole focus of today's the rest of today's service will center around the fact that God does not need to be silenced, and we need to understand that. And yet there are those forces in our world that are trying to silence what God has said and the very foundation of this very nation. And so you are here for a very, very special time. I think you'll be excited as you hear about the plans that we have for the second or third week of August. And David Sproul will be here to talk about all of those things at this time. You're in for a very, very special treat. Listen to it. There's a lot that each of us can do, and David will be telling us about it at this time. David, come and tell us about this great program.
It has been many months since I have picked up a newspaper and read it, so pardon me for not being up to speed with all that will be in the newspaper today. But having not seen a newspaper for several months nor read one for several months, I could probably guarantee you that if you go home this afternoon and read the Sunday paper, there's going to be something in the paper today that is filling the agenda that some people seem to have of removing God and Christianity from this nation. There's going to be some story, there's going to be some article, there may be even be some kind of advertisement that's fitting into the mold of what society is trying to do, and that is taking God and Christ and the church and Christianity and anything and everything that has to do with it and remove it from our nation. And that's just the newspaper that you're going to read today. You turn on the television, you listen to the news, and it's everywhere that we go. As Christians, we can stand by and do nothing. As Christians, we can just stand by as observers and say, well, that's just the way things are going, and do nothing and say nothing. But that's not what God has called us to do. When that verse that Richard read says, righteousness exalts a nation, where is righteousness going to come from in this nation if it is not from Christians? And if righteousness is not going to come from Christians, righteousness will not exist in this nation. This nation will be exalted. What's the opposite of being exalted? This nation's going to be destroyed. We have a responsibility as Christians. The Bible says to be the salt of the earth, to use whatever influence that we have to preserve the righteousness of this nation. We have a responsibility as Christians, God tells us, to be the light of the world. We have a responsibility as Christians to be that leaven that is leavening the lump of this nation. And remember what Jesus said about the power of leaven. Jesus didn't say that a lot of leaven leavens the whole lump. Sometimes we stand by and say, well, I can't do much. It's just little old me. What can just one person do? Remember what Jesus said? He didn't say a lot of leaven leavens the whole lump. Jesus said a little leaven leavens the whole lump. What kind of influence do we as Christians have today? Our responsibility is to take the word about Jesus Christ and to preach it to every creature under heaven. Our responsibility is to preach about Jesus. Our responsibility is to live a godly life. Will that have an impact? Will that have an influence on others? Our responsibility is to stand up for truth, is to speak the truth. Our responsibility as Christians is when we see evil being taught and evil being practiced, not to stand by and sit by silently, but to stand up and to speak up so that righteousness might exalt this nation. There are a lot of things that you and I can do as individual Christians to impact this nation for good. There's a lot of things that this congregation can do to impact this nation for righteousness. And you know that we have planned this year to have what is called the Silencing of God Seminar. This is an attempt to do just what we have been talking about. To take the influence that we can have as Christians, the influence we should have as Christians, and to stand up and to speak up, not only about truths within the Word of God, not only about truths that God has taught to us, but the truths about the founding of this nation. There's a lot of people saying a lot of things about the founding fathers of this nation that are not true. Problem is, we don't know, and so we just buy it that whatever they're telling us is true. The Silencing of God Seminar. What is it? If you go and ask Dave Miller, who's coming to speak in this seminar for us, he'll give us two descriptions. Here's one of them. This seminar is going to take us on a trip. Take us on a trip back to the withering roots and the vanishing values that once this nation was founded upon and once characterized this nation. And if you come to this seminar and if you bring others with you, you truly will not believe your eyes and ears as these truths are being presented. Is it true that this nation has withering roots? That it has vanishing values? Is it true that America is in the throes of a full-scale culture war? Are the underpinnings of this nation being removed and dismantled and dissolved? The focus of this seminar is to make a stirring appeal and plea for people to return from the depths of the moral depravity that we exist in. It's an appeal to reclaim the Christian heritage that this nation was founded upon and reaffirm the biblical values that ought to exist in public life. You think this is something we ought to have? You think this is something that we need yesterday? What can we do to get people to come to this seminar? When people will come to this seminar, they are going to hear not Dave Miller, although he will be the one speaking. But when they come, they are going to hear the founding fathers in their own words. Dave Miller has done incredible, extensive research and gone back and found answers to some of these questions. Like, did the founding fathers advocate separation of church and state as is being proclaimed all over? Did the founding fathers oppose public expressions of religion? Did the founding fathers advocate acceptance of all religions? Did the founding fathers desire a religious-less government? Did the founding fathers intend for politics to be religiously neutral? Was America originally intended to be a Christian nation? What were the founding fathers' views on moral issues like homosexuality? Would the founders approve of atheists being in government and on university faculties? What can Christians do to save our nation from moral and spiritual destruction? Is this nation going to be destroyed? Would you like to have any answers to any of those questions? Would you like to have any answers to any of those questions to take to someone else? Would you like to have someone to come with you to hear, not what Dave Miller thinks, but to go back and to see and to hear where this nation was founded, to know the truth about it? Not what people are saying about it, to go back and to hear these founding fathers themselves. I want us to look at two clips from this seminar to give you a little taste of what you're going to experience. The first one is in this Withering Roots chapter. It's the very beginning of the seminar where he sets the tone. And when you watch that, we're just going to watch about 5.5 minutes of this first clip, and I guarantee when we get done with it, you're going to be angry. You're going to be upset at what he reads. The first section is not from the founding fathers. The first section is from today and what's happening. Then we're going to watch about a 5.5 minute clip from the political documents section to show here's where our nation originally started. If you all want to hit the volume on that to make sure we can hear it.
And a number of newspaper clippings Let me read these to you from the last year. A group of students at Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois, say an anti-abortion display featuring crosses is offensive to non-Christians and should be removed. Small towns in Utah that still say short prayers before city government meetings are getting so tired of being harassed by atheists and the like that they are abandoning the time-worn tradition. Staffers for the governor of Michigan removed the phrase "in the year of our Lord" from official state papers, in part because it was deemed insensitive to non-Christians. A district court judge in North Carolina says religious references, including oaths that end "so help me God," should be removed from the courts because not all the people in them now are Christian. Officials in Stanislaus County, California, removed a 40-year-old memorial from public property there because the monument included a cross and might infringe on rules about church-state separation. A flyer promoting a YMCA basketball camp in Bakersfield, California, cannot be handed out by teachers in a California school because text on it mentions the organization's Christian principles. The owners of an A&W root beer restaurant in Colorado have been ordered to remove Bible scriptures from the portable sign in front of their restaurant because the phrases offended some folks in the community. School officials in Sarasota County, Florida, are pushing a new all-secular holiday calendar for school districts in order to avoid appearing insensitive to people of certain faiths. The latest to go is the traditional Good Friday holiday. Earlier, the school calendar changed the name of the Christmas vacation to winter break. The city attorney in Sparks, Nevada, concerned about official endorsement of religion, forced city employees to cut the word God out of signs around City Hall that previously said, "God bless America." Three plaques with biblical scriptures on them, posted at lookouts over the Grand Canyon, have been removed following letters of concern and complaints from the American Civil Liberties Union. The back and forth over a cross in California's Mojave Desert has reached the point where the National Park Service is forced to put a tarp over the 70-year-old landmark in order to placate an anti-Christian zealot. The ACLU says a Bible encased in glass that has sat in front of the Harris County Courthouse in Houston, Texas for 47 years violates the separation of church and state and should be removed. A guy on death row for raping and murdering a waitress and seriously injuring a passerby who tried to save her wants his conviction thrown out because some of the jurors in the case cited Bible scriptures during their deliberation. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I are living witnesses to the dismantling of America's Christian heritage. It is taking place before our very eyes. It has been occurring for some 50 years, gradual chipping away at the foundations of American civilization. Even though for the first 185 years or so, American culture was friendly toward Christianity. In fact, around the world, America has actually been called and understood to be a Christian nation, but that is no longer the case. Sociologists refer to America as a post-Christian nation. Indeed, for the last 50 years, sinister forces have been operating in our civilization, from pluralism, atheism, evolution, liberalism, political correctness, in an effort to wage an aggressive assault on the Christian religion. In fact, they have succeeded in dismantling many of the moral and spiritual principles that once characterized American society. Indeed, our religious, our moral, and our spiritual foundation is literally disintegrating. We are, in fact, in a culture war, folks, that's far greater than the Iraq War or any other physical conflict on this planet. And make no mistake about it, whatever the surface issues may be, this war comes down essentially to one issue: whether or not the United States of America is going to continue to acknowledge the one true God of the Bible. That's what this is about. That's what all of the hubbub and furor generated by the ACLU is about, and all other forces that are attempting to eradicate Christianity. This is about whether or not God is going to be permitted to hold the place that He has held from the very beginning of our nation. These forces, social...
all those articles, that's why I said, you go home and read the newspaper today, and what are we going to find? Something else like that. Some other evidence of our nation trying to take God and Christianity out of the picture. I wish we could watch the whole thing, but I want us to go. He's going to look at what George Washington said. I want us to just look at this one thing, go all the way back. Think about what Dave just said. Are we going to allow God to have the place that He had from the very beginning in this nation, or are we going to allow Him to be removed? Let's watch just about 5 minutes of this section.
I want to call your attention to our first president who served this country for 2 terms. Then he stood before the nation and delivered his farewell address, 1796. If you had served your country as the first president, served 2 terms, now you want to retire to public life, what would you say to the country? He says a lot. But he really bears down on the key to national health. Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who would labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Listen to what he's saying. Separation of church and state? No. You separate the church from the state, you've got national problems. The exact opposite of what we've been told. The mere politician, equally with the pious man, ought to respect and cherish them. A volume could not trace all their connections with private and public felicity. We don't even know what these guys were saying. Our education has been so inferior to theirs. Do you know what he just said? Felicity is the word for happiness. What are Americans after on a daily basis? Happiness. Of course, most of them think happiness consists of physical comfort and pleasure. He says national happiness, the happiness of humanity, is so dependent on religion and morality that religion and morality are thoroughly, roots. They thoroughly entwine and permeate the whole process. You can't have happiness without it. Let it simply be asked. Where is the security for property, for reputation, for life, if the sense of religious obligation desert the oaths which are the instruments of investigation in courts of justice? That's a rhetorical question. How many of you are a little bit concerned these days about whether someone's going to break into your house before you get home? How many of us are a little bit uneasy about the violence that's going on, where you can just be out in the public sector and be shot or raped or in some other sort of assault? You know, this is commonplace in our culture. Do you hear what the president said? Let us, with caution, indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. I have heard that since the 60s when I was in school. I've heard it constantly. We don't need the Christian religion to have morality. We need to kick Christianity out of here. People are going to be moral without it. Washington said, let's think about that for a minute. Let's just cautiously consider that. Look what he says. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure. In other words, you get people and educate them and teach them. Yeah, there's something to be said for that. But whatever you can say for that, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. It is substantially true that virtue or morality is a necessary spring of popular government. Listen to this. The government depends upon it. You cannot have a government that survives, that functions properly, if religion and morality are not part of it. And I assure you, he's talking about the Christian religion. The rule indeed extends with more or less force to every species of free government. Now, if you want a government that's not free, where you don't have freedom, then yeah, religion, morality doesn't matter. Just have a dictator, he tells you what to do, and you do it. If you want to live in a free society, you've got to have religion and morality. Who that is a sincere friend to it can look with indifference upon attempts to shake the foundation of the fabric? That's exactly what's happening in our society by many sinister forces. Let me give you a graphic that illustrates clearly what he just said. Two indispensable supports, firmest props to human happiness, political prosperity, and popular government. You take the Christian religion out of the picture. You try to push it out of the public sector, morality is going to wane, and the entire enterprise will collapse and dissolve. Now, that's what the first president of our country said. It's almost as if he looked down the corridors of time over two centuries and anticipated exactly what is happening to this nation.
Ready for him to be here today? Do you know people that you want to bring to this? Do you have friends, family members, co-workers that need to come and not just hear 5-minute clips, but hear the whole thing? On August 15th through 17th, Dave Miller will be here. All of our advertisements have 15th and 16th, and I'll explain that in just a moment, but the weekend of August 15th through 17th, Dave Miller will be here. He will be speaking on Friday and Saturday night over at the EC Campus Theater of Palm Beach Community College on PGA Boulevard. Taking the event on Friday and Saturday night off-site to a neutral location, perhaps a venue that more people would frequent and come to than they would to a church building on a Friday or Saturday night. Perhaps giving us a greater opportunity to bring in those people that we know that need to hear this material. On Sunday morning and a 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon service, we'll be back over here at this building for the conclusion of the seminar. And our purpose in this is not political. We're not bringing him down for some political reasons. We're bringing him down for the very same reason that we have gospel meetings, for the very same reason that we have seminars about creation and evolution. We're bringing him down because people's souls need to be saved. We're not trying to get into the political arena. We're trying to change people's lives. We're trying to reach out to those who are lost and trying to save their souls. Are we trying to save this nation? Yes. How do you save this nation? Save souls. And when souls are saved, the nation will be saved. And the secondary purpose is to empower and embolden us as members of the church. So that when people come and tell us, well, here's what the founding fathers said, we can say, no, that's not actually what they said. Here's what they said, because we've actually heard it. We've actually seen it. We've actually been a part of it. We're planning to do a lot of advertising, and let me just tell you briefly some of the plans that we have. I divide this into targeted advertising and mass advertising. We've already started with some of this. In the targeted advertising realm, the house-to-house, heart-to-heart publication that we mail out, the July-August issue, will feature this on the back panel, the whole back panel of our print-off of this next month in July and August. We'll have this on there. Our plans are to do mailings to local churches of Christ, as we always do with all of our events. We're going to mail out to all of the local youth groups, as we always do, for our evangelism training for youth weekend. You might note that we usually have our ET for youth weekend in August. This year, we're combining that into this event. This event has similar purpose, same purpose. Purpose of evangelism training for youth is to equip and empower young people to go out and to be ready to defend the Christian faith. Well, here's an opportunity to empower, to equip, to embolden young people to be able to stand up for the Christian faith upon which this nation was founded. And so those youth groups that usually come to ET for youth will be getting a special invitation and explanation about what's happening. We're going to be mailing out to all of the local denominations information about this seminar. We're going to be, we already are, listed on the EC Campus Theater calendar of events. If you go to their website and look at their calendar of events, there we are already posted and already there. In addition, they have the theater has a list of all of their patrons. And for $50, you can get 2,500 addresses. What a deal, right? And we're going to mail information to people who frequently go to the EC Campus Theater for their various activities. They already know where it is. They've already been there for something else. And it's names and addresses that we have information to reach out to these people and invite them to come as well. Then there's that part. All of that's targeted. We've got specific folks, specific addresses that we're going towards. Then there's that part of this that's mass media. That's using the media to, we're planning already in contact with radio stations, already in contact with local newspapers to do advertising in both of those venues to get the local community aware of what's happening. We're going to be listed on online community message boards, online community calendar of events. If you go to gopbi.com, we're trying to be listed there on their calendar of local and community events that are happening. We're planning to put a banner on the side of our building so that the millions of people passing up and down can see it. And I'll tell you what's on the banner in just a minute. We've got flyers that we have available to take and to post in public places, and then just other mini banners that I call them that we're trying to make available so that we may not be involved in those first three or four, but you and I need to be involved in those last ones. There's that targeted media and advertising. There's that mass advertising that we're planning. But there's that part that you and I need to have a part in. This isn't a matter of the church office just mailing out a bunch of things and our responsibilities as individual Christians have been met. There's opportunities for you and I to be involved in making a difference in this seminar. First thing that we have for us to use are two different size flyers that we can take, that you can take this morning, and hopefully take and post them on community bulletin boards, work bulletin boards. If you have a break room, a coffee room, some kind of work room perhaps at your office, that you could take and post a flyer. Take them hopefully into schools before school is out. And if you can, get them posted in the schools and pass information out to people at school. We did not print any. The two sizes that we have available are 8.5 by 11, 11 by 17. I do have 18 by 22, a big poster available. Didn't print them because of the cost, but if you would be interested in having one, we'll get one printed for you if you'll help us out with $25 a piece. And you can take an 18 by 22 poster and post it somewhere to get people's attention. What do they look like? All of the flyers look like this, different sizes, but they all have same information, same graphics. All of the same texts that we looked at on that first slide about the vanishing values of this country and being involved in a culture war and the fact that the underpinnings of this nation are being dismantled. And then down on the bottom, by the way, these graphics came from Apologetics Press, and Cam Crotts did a lot of work for us in getting them ready for us to print and adding our specific information on it. But here these flyers say this is a free seminar. Got to have that word free, big letters, bold letters, so that people know there's no cost to this. Listed as a Friday night, sessions 1 and 2, Saturday night, sessions 3 and 4. We put sessions 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 on there so that people might understand this is Saturday night's not a repeat of Friday night. It's not a either or, well, I could go Friday or I could go Saturday. If at all possible, they need to be there both nights because it's not a repeat. It's all new information being presented on Friday night at the EC Campus Theater. Tickets, we'll talk about tickets in a minute. Tickets are absolutely free, but seating is limited. We'll talk about that in a minute. To avoid registration lines and guarantee your admission, please register by either calling the church phone number or going to a website that we'll look at in just a second called silencinggod.com. Limited seats will be available and very limited, so don't count on these at the door. All of this is being paid for by the Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ. I guess I could have made that bigger for you. I forgot to make that bigger so that you could actually see that. Every poster, every flyer has this information on the bottom of it. The idea of these flyers is not necessarily, although you can use them, is not necessarily for you to use for personal invitations, but are to take to various places and to be able to post them, hang them up on whatever bulletin boards you have access to. Take multiple copies of these this morning. We have them out there. They've been covered up, except for those of you who sneaked a peek. They've been covered up on the tables out there. Take these this morning and start using them. Think about where you can take them. I know people have already mentioned to me about, is it Panera Bread and Dunkin' Donuts and these various even restaurants that have boards, bulletin boards, in their restaurants where you can post community events. So it's not just work and not just school. There may be businesses you can go and post these in. And if they take it down tomorrow, take another one in and post a new one in there tomorrow. And if they take it down, you know, we've got these by the thousands, so we can just keep putting them up so that if they're taking them down, they must be going somewhere, right? Somebody's got access to them. Second thing that we have, and these are for the personal invitations, is this little card that's intended for us to hand out to people to invite them to come. It's a two-sided card, and I put up here, it's for everybody to use as personal invitations, but don't forget to take it to your history teachers. Don't forget to take this to your social studies teachers. Don't forget if you've got American government at school, don't forget before school's out to take one of these to them. And the front of it has this graphic, the Silencing of God seminar. If you take it and you flip it over, it has those same 10 questions about the founding fathers that we already addressed. Hopefully these questions are something that will pique interest. Say, did they come and find out? Come and hear the founding fathers in their own words at this free seminar and all of the same information about the seminar. We've got those two things out in the lobby, two sides of flyers and the two-sided cards by the thousands out there. Also out on the table are a stack of these cards, stack of envelopes, and stacks of labels that we have received from the Palm Beach Community College EC Campus Theater. They provided for us their mailing list of 2,500 names and addresses. So out on the table, just like we do for house to house, heart to heart, I think there's eight trays out there that have all of the cards, all of the envelopes, and all of the labels that you will need. If eight people can take those, label them, stick the label on the envelope, stuff the card inside, and we got those easy peel envelopes for you. You don't even have to lick it. Seal them up, bring them back. Please don't mail these. Please don't drop them in the mail. We are using our permit, but that means I have to take them down there, not you. They'll be returned to us if you drop them in the mail. But bring them back, and we're going to mail these to these 2,500 folks who frequently go to this theater. There's a lot that you and I can be doing to promote this event. I don't have any printed up, but if you would like to have a car magnet, you can stick on the side of your car that will advertise this event for $25. You can have one too. Let me know if you want one. They'll come in various sizes, colors, shapes, and all of that. There's a lot that you and I can do to make a difference for this seminar. We have a responsibility to be Christians in this nation. We have a responsibility to promote righteousness in this nation. And it's not that this one event is going to be something, well, I can check it off. I did it for this year. I was the salt and the light and the leaven and the righteousness for this year, so I check it off. It is something that you and I have an opportunity to make an impact, hopefully a big impact, on those people that we know. Let me talk about registration and tickets, because this is something that's completely different than anything we have done before. The community college requested that we not just have open admission, meaning we just advertise it and say show up. For their safety and security issues, for their codes and all of that, they requested that we issue tickets so that people showing up are not just showing up by the thousands and thousands where they're going to have some kind of security issue, but that they be issued tickets. And obviously, these are going to be free tickets. And so there is a ticket for Friday night. There is a ticket for Saturday night. I already have mine, by the way. And you will need a ticket for every night, for each night that you want to go. As the posters have said, the seating is limited. There's 750 seats inside the theater. And so there again was a reason that we needed to be able to provide tickets so that people would be guaranteed a seat. And so every member of Palm Beach Lakes who wants to go to this seminar, you're going to have a ticket. That's different than just deciding Friday afternoon, hey, you know, we're having something down at church tonight. Maybe I think I'll go. If you don't have a ticket, seating is limited at the door, and when we say limited, we mean limited. So if you want to go, you need to get a ticket. Everybody you bring needs to have a ticket. And you think, this is sounds like a real process, a real difficult and laborious, and you know, if people have to have a ticket, then they're not likely to come. Well, you could argue it the other way and say, well, if people don't have to have a ticket, then what's their obligation to come? But if we send out a ticket, then hopefully they'll still come. The registration process is intended to be very easy. They can call the church office, which I don't know that many of them will do, but they can call the church office. We can take their information over the phone. We can take the two tickets that they need for that night or however many tickets they need, drop them in an envelope along with one of these 6x9 cards, mail them their tickets for that event. Think about it. Not only do they have information about the event, not only do they have tickets, we have their name and address to be able to follow up with later. So the registration process, not only can they do it by phone, they can do it on a website. A website that is called www.silencinggod.com. It's a little bit different than the silencing, www.silencingofgod.com. That's Dave's site where he sells his DVDs. This is our site, silencinggod.com, that Javier Trilla is working on it for us. Right now, we've got the homepage up that has this information. You scroll down, it's got all that same information. And on the homepage, it lists free seminar, has the dates, has the times, and has the location, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. If you scroll back up to the top, I don't know what the menu is going to look like, so I made this up last night. Don't hold Javier to this. He can do a lot better than I can on the menu. But we're going to have a very basic menu on the website. Obviously, there's the homepage that they learn about the seminar. If they want to know more about the seminar, they can click on seminar at the top. It'll take them to this page that's going to show these 10 questions about the Founding Fathers. Come and hear them in your own words. If you go back to that homepage, if they click on information about the speaker, it's going to take them to information about Dave Miller directly on the AP site. Not only can they read his bio, but obviously they can learn a lot more about Dave, his credentials, his capabilities by going to that site. On the homepage, if they click on the location, it's going to take them to the PBCC directions and map site so that they can be able to find exactly how to get there. Then over on the right is going, well, I don't know where it's going to be when Javier gets it, but for today it's on the right, a button that says register for free tickets. And don't hold Javier again to this to this page, but it's going to take them to a page where they're going to be able to fill out. And if you've been online and filled out any kind of forms, fill out a form that asks for their name, address, and information, asking for their phone and email, which is optional. They don't have to give it, but it'd be helpful if we need to follow up or if there happens to be a typo in there anywhere. How many tickets they need for Friday night, how many tickets they need for Saturday night, and with a little disclaimer that says, please keep that number the same because it's not a repeat. They click submit, and it emails it right here to the office. We get their information, we get their tickets, and we mail it to them. I hope that's easy. Pretty simple. Not asking for much information. If they're interested in going, name and address gets them the tickets. And then down in the bottom, if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, is where it says seminar provided by the Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ, with a hyperlink on the Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ that will take them to our website so that they can learn more about the church. We made an effort with this not to promote this heavily with the Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ right at the very top in bold letters. We've taken this off-site with the idea that there may be some people who would come to a neutral location than they would a church building. But at the same time, we have not tried to hide that this is being provided by the Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ, because if you go back to our purpose in this, our purpose is to save souls. Our purpose is to change people's lives. And if they do not have any contact at all with this church, then shame on us for not meeting our purpose of saving souls. And suppose after August the 15th, 16th, and 17th, somebody finds one of these flyers, stumbles across this site before we end up taking it off the web, and they read Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ. The seminar's over with, but they might come to our website to learn more about the church so that we could continue to fulfill our purpose. Very briefly, this is the last slide. What's going to happen at the seminar those first two nights over at EC Campus? And then on Saturday night, what we're going to do is we're going to pass out a card that will be basically similar to this, but on it, it will say, come to the final lessons, come to the concluding lessons on Sunday, and on the back has information and directions to the church building here. That's the purpose of this seminar, is to get folks here, to get them here on Sunday. So we pass out a card on Saturday night. It says, if you want to hear the final 5, 6, and 7 lessons of this seminar, come and hear them on Sunday. So they come here on Sunday, and Lord willing, they will be here. When the visitors come here on Sunday, we're going to give them a copy of the DVD. The clips we've been showing, every visitor will be given a copy of this, and if we can do it, we will mail one out to every person that we have their name and address who registered to make sure they got a copy of it. For members of the church, $2 is all that DVD costs. Buy them and give them to your friends, but you can't have them until after the seminar. What if there is overwhelming interest? What if we do our job in this and we have people by the thousands? We only have 750 seats. What if we have people by the thousands who want to come? The answer to that is we have Dave Miller's phone number. We will call him and get him to come back again. And if that's not enough, we'll call him again and get him to come back again. You see, as people register, we get names and addresses. We get their information. If we run out of tickets, we will let them know we've run out of tickets, but we will then send them an alternate date to say we're bringing him back. He's going to be here on this date. We will send you information as that date approaches. I hope that we have that problem. We have a responsibility as Christians to be the salt of the earth, to be the light of the world, to be that little leaven that'll leaven the whole lump. And if this nation is going to survive, it's only going to survive because of righteousness.